call from Hire My Caregiver.
Emmy speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, is this Aurora Home Care?
Who?
Aurora Home Care.
Aurora Home Care. This is actually a different home care agency. What is it that you're looking for? Maybe I can help.
Okay. I had a question about the home care service. When they say that they do the food shopping,
yeah.
Can I go with them, or do they have to do it on their own?
Of course you can go with them. Yes, definitely. You can do both.
Okay, somebody told me that we weren't allowed in the vehicle, so I was just questioning that.
No, not necessarily. If the caregiver is okay with it, then definitely you can go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want me to help you out?
No, I'm still doing my homework.
Oh, okay. Sure, that's good.
Thanks.
I'm happy to help. If you want, I can give you my phone number. You can reach back out when you're ready.
Okay.
You ready? You want to write it down?
What's the name of your company?
It's Family First.
Okay. Hold on.
Sure. Where are you located?
I'm about to write this. In Lansdale.
Lansdale. Okay.
Lansdale, PA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly where we are. I'm happy to help.
I've got to find something to write.
Take your time. How's your day going so far?
The number I just called, is that your number? You got different numbers.
I have a direct number if you want. That's better.
Just a minute. Let me get something to write with.
No problem. Take your time.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, my direct phone number is 267.
267.
551.
551?
Yes.
Okay, this is card here. 551.
Mm-hmm. 7442.
7442.
And my extension is 142.
Extension
142.
140?
142.
142?
Mm-hmm. You got it.
I got broken bones in my head, so it's hard to hear you.
Oh,
140,
okay.
142.
Sorry. Yes, it's 267551-7442, extension 142.
142, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what company?
The company is
Family
First.
Family First.
And
that's like that, that's the same as that, Family First.
Did you speak to someone already from our agency?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It sounds familiar to the, companies that help people, first care or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I'm happy to help. And my name is Mimi, M-I-M-I.
N-I-N-I?
M-I-M-I.
M as in Mary?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
M-I. N-I, the Nancy.
No, as in Mary as well.
Oh, M-I-M-I.
You got it.
Mimi. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Now, another one question. What's your name? I forgot to ask.
Well, Harry Weldon.
Oh, okay. Amazing. So did you already get approved for home care services, or are you just, like, still?
Yeah, I've been approved already, and so has my wife. But
it's for you or for your wife?
We're having some trouble with our service, so I'm doing some homework, check out some other companies. But one of the problems is my wife is diabetic, and she has to have insulin shots on a daily basis almost.
Oh.
And I got to find a company that does, I think what they call that is, I forget the name of it. They have a name. It's not a home care. It's
like a nursing?
Some kind of, huh?
Like a nursing something?
Yeah, but they have a name they call people. They call that type of service. And I forget what it is, but it has to be somebody that can give her insulin.
Oh, I see. Okay. So yeah, maybe if the caregiver knows, sometimes the caregiver is also an RN, so maybe she can help out with that as well. You know, obviously you would have to see which one is a good fit for you and for your wife, and hire the caregiver that's good for both of you, you know? So I'm definitely happy to help.
Okay. Do you have anybody that does insulin shots?
I could find out. Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it for yourself or for your wife?
For my wife.
Your wife, okay.
She's diabetic.
Oh, I understand. Okay. So, yeah, what's her name?
Rita, F-R-I-E-D-A, Rita Weldon.
R-I-D-A? Okay, let me check for you.
F-R-I-E-D-A.
E-D-A, oh, okay, wonderful. F-I-R-I-E-D-A. And what's Rita's date of birth?
12/29/1955.
Okay, 12/29/55. Let me check. She's with Keystone First? Or
we're
UPMC?
We're Devoted.
Okay, let me check.
We're with Devoted.
All righty. She's on Medicaid?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check for you. 1 second. And how many hours did she get approved for the services? Like, how many hours can we help her out?
I think it's 67.
67?
I get 27 and she gets 67.
27. Okay. All right. Let me check. Just a second. You said, Frida, F-R-I-E, as in Edward, D as in dog, A.
Yeah, F-R-I-E-D-A.
And last name is W-E-L-D-O-N.
All right.
And date of birth is 12/29/55.
All right.
Okay. I'm not sure why, but it's not showing up here that she's on Medicaid. Maybe I can try to look it up through her Social Security number, if that's fine with you.
I don't know. I don't know her number off the top of my head.
Uh-huh. Okay. No, I understand. Let me check maybe yours. What's your date of birth, Harry?
It's
2/16/1953. 2/16/53. Oh, let me check. I'm not sure why it's not coming up. Are you sure you guys are on Medicaid?
We both have the red and blue cards.
Right, like Medicaid, right?
I guess so.
No, because sometimes people get confused with Medicaid and Medicare. So that's why I'm
right.
Asking.
Oh, I know if we got the both cards, the blue, white, and red cards. That's all I know.
Right. And do you have the card with you?
I have my card, yeah.
Okay. Do you see there, like, an ID number? Like a nine-digit number?
I got to go to the bathroom now. Can we put this on hold?
Yeah, sure. You want me to call you back?
Okay, wait a minute. Somebody else is on the phone, too. All right. Let me talk to you later.
Okay, fine. No problem. Okay, bye.
All right, bye.